This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Governor Jared Polis has reduced the state prison sentence of Tina Peters. The former Mesa County clerk was convicted of helping someone tamper with election equipment and given a nearly 9-year sentence. Now she will be released on parole next month. The governor told CPR News Peters acknowledged in a letter to him that what she did was wrong, but said he thinks she was being punished for her views.
I don't believe her beliefs will change. I think she's going to say nutty things. I think she's, going to believe in different things that are demonstrably false. But that's not a crime in our country.
The governor's decision was immediately condemned by other Democratic leaders in the state. The Secretary of State called it an affront to democracy. The Attorney General described it as mind-boggling and wrong. Arapahoe Basin had closed for the season, but it reopened Friday thanks to recent snow. CPR's Stina Sieg reports when A-Basin closes Sunday, it will mark the end of a tough ski season for Colorado.
A-Basin is the sole ski area open in Colorado, boasting the longest season in the state. But it's still closing nearly a month earlier than it did last year. This past winter's warm temperatures and a historically low snowpack wreaked havoc on resorts. Most opened later than usual and closed up earlier than expected. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
And you are listening to CPR News and KRCC.